Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I was just doing a little dance. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy you're joining us here today. Now, what kind of music do you like to dance to? What do you think of EDM, that is electronic dance music? And how far would you travel to join a dance party? The name of our lesson today is the Oasis Festival. And where is this Oasis Festival, you might ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's in Marrakesh, Morocco. And here's a question for you. What does the Oasis Festival feel like? The answer is coming up soon, so listen carefully. All right? It's time to dance. Let's go!
The Oasis Festival. Unique music in a beautiful setting. Synthesizers and other electronic instruments now play a major role in many pieces of music. But once, music made with these instruments, called electronic music, was rare and controversial. Even today, many electronic musicians are considered underground. That is, they operate outside the mainstream. But even this underground electronic music is popular enough to have a festival that attracts international visitors. This festival, called the Oasis Festival, is held every year in Marrakesh, Morocco. The Oasis Festival feels like a small, personal gathering with friends. Bands chosen for their innovative styles perform on two stages simultaneously.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 synthesizer 这个名词。S-Y-N 这个字首有共同的意思，所以 synthesizer 是指电子音响合成器。例如 ,you can find extensive use of a synthesizer in pop music nowadays. 你会发现现在流行音乐中广泛使用音乐合成器。Synthesizer 也指声音合成器。例如 ,the patient can only communicate through a voice synthesizer. 这名病患只能透过声音合成器沟通。它的动词就是去掉字尾的 R 变成 synthesize. 例如 ,the chip installed in the robot synthesizes its speech.这片装置在机器人里面的晶片可以合成出说话的声音。接下来我们看的是 mainstream 这个名词。mainstream 是指主流或者是主要趋势。例如 ,the novelist's depressing style places him outside the mainstream. 这位小说家抑郁的风格让他无法进入主流。或者是 ,this policy will allow more minorities to enter the mainstream of society.这个法令可以让更多少数族裔的人进入主流社会。Mainstream 也可以当动词。例如 ,the goal of the program is to help special ed students to be mainstreamed more effectively. 这个计划的目的就是要让特殊教育的孩子更有效地融入主流教育。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, Rebecca. How would you like to go to a festival that was all about music?
Hey.I love music. I love festivals, so I think I would love to go to a music festival, but the Oasis Festival seems to be a very special music festival. I don't think it has traditional instruments like piano and guitar, flute, violin.
Yeah. No, it does have very, it has different instruments. That's right. Well, we read here, friends,The Oasis Festival, unique music in a beautiful setting. We're going to learn more about where very soon. But we read here, synthesizers and other electronic instruments now play a major role in many pieces of music. Rebecca, I don't know about you. When I was younger, when I heard the word synthesizer, I thought of basically a keyboard. It was an electric keyboard.Right? Isn't that what you think of when you think of a synthesizer?
Yes. That's typically something that comes to my mind.
Yeah. But in that picture, it wasn't just the keys of a keyboard. There were different knobs and things involved as well. Things that DJs might use at different parties, right? Mm. They might use a synthesizer or different electronic instruments.
That's right. Well, there's this interesting phrase in this sentence that we'd like to talk about, and that is to play a major role in something. What's that all about?
Well, okay, so electronic instruments and synthesizers play a role. That means they have a part in many pieces of music nowadays. They play a major role. That means they play a big part. They have a very important role.
For example, you could also say that Miss Karen played a major role in the development of the school right around the corner. Oh. So there's the school. It started, and Miss Karen was there right from the beginning to help it develop. So she played a major role.
Was there someone that played a major role in your appreciation for the piano?
Ah, that's a very good question. Yes, yes, yes. I would say probably my very, very first piano. She was my second piano teacher I had. She was from Korea, Japan. Uh-huh. I can't remember now. And I only had her for 8 months, but she was incredible.
She was incredible. She played a major role. Well, friends, mm-hmm. I think about different people that have influenced my life when I think about this phrase. Who has played a major role in your life and your development? We read here, but once music made with these instruments, that is, synthesizers and other electronic instruments, called electronic music, was rare and controversial. Now that word once, often it means one time, but in our lesson, in this sentence, it means in the past.
For example, once children had to work 12 to 15 hours a day, and sometimes, well, that is, at least in America, and sometimes they would have to work in these factories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So not anymore.
Not anymore, but once they did.
Thankfully.
Yes.
Yeah, once, a long time ago, they did. And we see once music made with these instruments, or in the past, music made with these instruments was rare and controversial. Even today, many electronic musicians are considered underground. That is, they operate outside the mainstream. We see these two words here. They're kind of opposites, perhaps you could say. Now, underground music, or underground something, that is a movement in art, usually it's privately produced, and it's not especially popular or appreciated by the general population.
Mm. So, for example, I guess you could say, if you just produced your own album, maybe mm-hmm. in your own studio, you would consider that an underground.
If you had an underground studio, maybe. Especially. Yeah. It actually, it could refer to that, like privately produced music.
Yeah.
But I think it's also music that hasn't become as popular as, say, pop music. And the opposite, or I guess one of the opposites of this word, could be that word from the word bank that you see here, and that is the word mainstream. And that is the most important or influential in a culture.
For example, I love the musician Michael Card. Do you know Michael Card?
Yeah, I've heard his music before, yes.
You've heard his music before. But I would say that he really isn't known among the mainstream musical circles, or he's not known in the mainstream musical circles. But I think he's a great musician. He sings some great music, very mm-hmm. talented.
Yeah. So we have these words, underground and mm-hmm. mainstream. And of course, like Rebecca was saying, the idea with mainstream is that it is more popular. And there are some people that are not as mainstream, but they have amazing music, right? Friends, we read on, but even this underground electronic music is popular enough to have a festival that attracts international visitors. The festival called the Oasis Festival is held every year in Marrakesh, Morocco. And I got a little bit curious and I found a picture of Marrakesh, which makes me want to visit. This place looks beautiful, especially with those mountains in the distance.
Ooh, it looks beautiful. Well, you just need to go to the Oasis Festival, and then you can go check out Morocco. Well, anyway, friends, right now it's time for us to take a trip to the
Info Cloud. Let's learn more about the words underground and mainstream.
What a good idea.
Hi friends, welcome to InfoCloud. Today we want to talk about music.
It is easier than ever to listen to the songs we like, thanks to things like YouTube and Spotify. And of course, we can still listen to music on the radio.
Now, there are many ways to talk about different types of music. One way to divide music genres is to break them into two categories, mainstream and underground.
If something is mainstream, it reflects whatever is most popular within a society at a certain time. Mainstream music is what most people listen to. It can be heard playing on the top radio stations all day long.
Underground music is just the opposite. If something is underground, then it is hard to find. When we use this word to talk about music or art, it can also mean that it is a privately funded or experimental project.
So, underground music is music that isn't widely known. Many of the musicians produce their own music, or they create music because they enjoy it, not because they want to become rich and famous.
音乐有各种不同的类型，如果要简单的分类，我们可以将它分为 mainstream 跟 underground 两个类型。Mainstream 就是主流的，也就是时下流行的，像排行榜上的音乐就是 mainstream music， 而非主流的可以用 underground 来形容。Underground 就是地下的、另类的。之所以是 underground， 是因为很难找到它，只有在一些特定的场所才会听到这种音乐。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Well, hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. I think I should go and check out the Marrakesh Oasis Festival sometime in the future. It looks pretty fun. Well, friends, do you enjoy electronic music? And if you are going to listen to electronic music, what should you do? What is electronic music designed for? That's what we're going to talk about in this next section.
The Oasis Festival. Much electronic music is designed for dancing, so the guests come expecting to get out on the dance floor. According to Pulse Radio, the musicians performing at the Oasis Festival constitute one of the best lineups of the year. The festival will also feature visual art by Jan Chatelain, who will create a new painting in front of anyone who cares to watch. Although he has experience with many forms of painting, Chatelain now works mostly with a bamboo pen, often creating works of art inspired by the Arabic alphabet.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 constitute 这个动词 ,con 这个字根是指共同 ,stitut 这个字根是指建立，所以 constitute 是指组成或构成。例如 ,female employees constitute 60% of our staff, 女性职员占了我们的员工 60% 的比例。或者是 ,students from single parent families constitute a large portion of this inner city school, 来自单亲家庭的学生占了这个市中心贫民区学校学生很大的比例。最后我们看 line up 这个名词 ,line up 是指比赛的队伍成员或者是表演阵容。例如 ,the new lineup for tomorrow's game will be announced this afternoon. 明天初赛的比赛阵容会在下午公布。或者是 ,we have a star-studded lineup of performers for our show. 我们的演出阵容星光闪闪。Lineup 也指让目击者辨认罪犯的队列。例如 ,the store owner successfully identified the robber from the lineup. 店主成功地在一排嫌犯中认出了抢匪。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Hey, friends, in that last section, did you find the answer to anything that I asked you earlier? And that's right, I'm talking about that question, what does the Oasis Festival feel like? Rebecca, what does the Oasis Festival feel like?
Well, the answer is, the Oasis Festival feels like a small personal gathering with friends. Oh, very cozy.
Exactly. That's one reason that I think it would be kind of fun to go to the Oasis Festival. I've been to concerts where there were, you know, maybe 10,000 or more people, and I think that's a lot of people. It's fun to go somewhere where it just seems more like a personal gathering with friends.
And we get to get started with this next section. Much electronic music is designed for dancing, so the guests come expecting to get out on the dance floor.
Yes.
So if you like dancing, you'll have fun.
I think so, too. So what does it mean to get out onto the dance floor? Well, a lot of people in this photo in Marrakesh are getting out onto the dance floor, okay? If you use this phrase, to get out, it's like you're telling someone, don't just sit comfortably in your chair. No, come on, get out and do something different. Or, in this case, get out on the dance floor.
For example, let's say someone has been inside sick for the last 3 weeks, and finally they're feeling better. They might say, it's time for me to get out of the house and go explore the city.
Yeah, that's right. They need to get out and get some fresh air.
Yeah, get out on the dance floor, get out and get some fresh air, get out and explore the city. This is a great phrase for you all to know, so practice using it.
So in our next sentence we read, according to Pulse Radio, the musicians performing at the Oasis Festival constitute one of the best lineups of the year. Interesting. This must be in comparison to something else. Maybe the Oasis Festival is one of the best electronic music festivals because of the people that are going to be performing. The DJs and other musicians, okay? They all are a part of this lineup. And lineup is a word from the word bank, and it's a group of people on a list for similar purposes.
Yes, exactly. And of course, if you go to different festivals, or if you go to different events, there's going to be a different lineup, right?
Right. Different people will be performing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one question someone might ask at an event like this is, who's on the lineup this year? That means who will be performing, right? Well, we continue here. The festival will also feature visual art, not just audible or audio art or music, but you'll have visual art by Jan Schatelin, who will create a new painting in front of anyone who cares to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all know what the word care means. If you care to do something, that means you're interested in doing something.
So let's say, for example, you go to someone's house and they say, we have a library in the other room with lots of books, if you care to read.
Ah, very good example. Mm-hmm. So this person will be painting for anyone who cares to observe him paint. Although he has experience with many forms of painting, Chatelain now works mostly with a bamboo pen, often creating works of art inspired by the Arabic alphabet. Now, if you have experience with something, that means you know how to do something because of experience, especially having lots of experience with it.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to do something fun, something that you have a lot of experience with. It's time for the
SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, joining us today for the SC Challenge is a very talented musician. Can you guess who it is?
You or me?
You, of course.
Oh, thank you.
You're
Rebecca.
Welcome. You are a talented musician, right?
I hope I am.
Okay. What instruments do you play?
I play piano, I play guitar, little, and bass.
I heard you also play flute. Is that correct?
I forgot. Yes, I do.
Okay, but you don't play it too often.
I play it more now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Since you are such a talented musician, I think you're going to love today's lesson. Today's lesson is a music festival. The Oasis Festival.
Yes.
And that is about music. Are you familiar with this festival?
No, but I had a little glimpse.
Okay, great. Well, let's get right into it. What is our first question? Where is the Oasis Festival held? Is it A, Spain, B, Indonesia, C, Morocco, or D, Mexico?
A?
A, Spain! Is that your final answer?
I think so.
Well, that is not correct. The correct answer is C, Morocco. No worries, no worries. Question number two might be better.
Okay.
What is the electronic music designed for? So there's this electronic music, and what is it designed for? A, singing. B, dancing. C, painting. Or D, smiling.
D, smiling.
D, smiling. Like that smile?
And relaxing.
And relaxing. Smiling. Are you sure?
No. Is it for painting?
Are you sure?
I'm going for A, painting.
A is singing.
Oh, singing.
A, singing?
No. Painting. Which one
okay.
was painting?
C, painting.
C, painting.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, that is not correct. The correct answer is B, dancing.
It was originally designed for dancing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's right. Okay, well, last question. You can do it, Jio Angus. When it comes to painting, what does Jan Chatelain mostly work with? A bamboo pen. B, paint. C, charcoal. Or D, pencils.
I'm going to go with C, charcoal, just because it's kind of special, and I guess it makes it a worthwhile question for you to ask me.
Yes, I love the explanation. But that's not correct.
What?
The correct answer is A, bamboo pen.
Goodbye,
Rebecca. Goodbye. Well, Angus, thank you so much for joining us. And I think that you might enjoy this electronic music that was
dancing.
That's for dancing. And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Rebecca, if you were to go to the Oasis Festival...
Mm-hmm.
Which would you rather do? Get out on the dance floor and dance, or go and watch this painter do some paintings?
That's a very big question. Well, let's see. I do enjoy dancing.
Yeah.
So perhaps I would prefer to get out on the dance floor.
That's what I'm talking about, Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
Although I, of course, would like to do a little bit of both. Maybe dance while watching this painter paint. Friends, we do have more to learn about the Oasis Festival next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll come back. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.